I can see the smiling faces in the Edgewood school system from here. And to help us tell that story of the final days of the 2022-2023 school year is our great friend, Dr. Jerry Sanders, the superintendent. Can you see the finish line, my friend?
We can. And you're right. There are a lot of smiles. I was up at Edgewood Intermediate School for an awards program this afternoon. I was trying to talk to students into going another week. But they were ready to be out Thursday, so we'll go ahead and keep that the last day of school for Thursday, May 25th.
Now, I don't think your premise is wrong, staying for another week, perhaps. But if we could start a little later in August, that would be great, too. So that would be the trade-off. Do you want it now? Do you want it later? The 180 days, we'll leave that up to our legislators, why that number ever came up. I don't know. But you mentioned award ceremonies. You mentioned the end of school. So that means we've got a graduation date set. And how many ceremonies have you been to in the last week? And how many are more to come?
Yes. My wife and I are texting each other to communicate because I'm gone just about every night. But it's good stuff. We had our senior awards night at the high school last week, and all this week my assistant superintendent and I will be going to grade level awards days and ceremonies and. It's just so cool to watch the talking about smiling faces, watching the students and their parents just kind of show the love they have for each other, the parents supporting their kids and the kids wanting to show off for their parents and get these awards. And it's just a good week, beautiful weather for a good week. And so we're excited. We've had a really good school year. We've had a lot of great things happen during the 2022-23 school year. Of course, we've talked about some of those right here on the radio with our marching Mustangs winning the band state championship and the winter percussion team winning state championships. We're able to announce, I think here on the radio, the $3.4 million grant in partnership with the IU School of Ed to support mental health in our Edgewood schools. And our students are doing amazing things at our Innovative Learning Center. For the first time, they're producing podcasts, and you can listen to those podcasts on our website. The coffee shop is expanding, and we have had almost 30 interns this year, and so there's a lot of great things happened during the school year. We're looking for more and better things even as we get into 2023-24 school year.
When we catch up in the summertime, I will get your list of goals. Maybe not goals, but visions and everything else. Everybody has a list. We'll talk about that in the summer because I don't want to ignore what's happening now because it is exciting. The times are exciting. And graduation for everybody that is listening won't be this Saturday, obviously. That's too quick of a turnaround. We'll do it the first Saturday in June, correct?
At June 3rd at 11 a.m., and we're hoping to have the kind of weather we're having this week. We hope to have it on that Saturday if I could put in my order.
So that sounds like, that was my next question, that's going to be outside at the football stadium then?
No, it'll be inside.
Oh, okay.
It's inside at the gymnasium. We just always, it's just so nice to have a good day. So
amen.
After the ceremony, parents and students can get their pictures and so it just makes for a better day.
I agree, and I will do my best. You have my promise to make sure that we try to get a nice one. So that will be June. We're getting through May. The graduation ceremony is excited. You'll have intermediate schools graduating to high school. You'll have primary graduating to intermediate. How do you get to all these? Do you have enough hours in the day? Is your wife your coordinator?
Well, I have it's nice to have the calendar and I was asked, my wife asked me how my day went, and I said, well, since it's been nonstop, it's good. Everything's good. So no complaints there. Also, talking about busy week, we have sectionals.
Yes.
Starting for softball and baseball. So the Lady Mustangs, we'll play Tuesday evening at 5:30 at Northview, and they'll be playing Northview. And then our guys will get the baseball started sectional on Wednesday. They'll be playing Northview, but the boys' baseball sectional will be at Owen Valley. And so we hope our players will do well and have a good sectional and walk away with a couple championships there.
Yeah, and the boys will get going tonight. Last regular season game at Art Neff Field in Terre Haute, 6 o'clock. You can follow along there with Edgewood Baseball. You've got track and field for the girls coming up this week as well, and boys, so that's exciting. Right. You got a million things going on, and the reason things are exciting, it was partly because of the kids, it's partly because of the families, and you have a growing school system. And I know Envision Ellettsville, I got it right, I said it right, Envision Ellettsville, you guys had you did that last week. How involved is the corporation in helping form this vision moving forward? And well, I know how important it is to you, I'll let you tell me about both. But this is a big deal of the future of not only the town, but the future of your school system.
It is a big deal. And a little bit over a year ago, they kicked it off. And sometimes these community initiatives can get stalled, but it hasn't happened with Envision Ellettsville. It just continues to have some great things happen. And so this past last week, they had an update, and the school's very involved. I'm on the board, the executive board for the Envision Ellettsville, so we get to be have a word and be have a representation in all the meetings. And I've been serving on the connectivity task force, and one of the projects I've been working on is trying to grow some sidewalks around the school campus. So we were lucky enough to have I reached out to Senator Yoder, actually, and she just, like always, she just responded really, really quickly. And we were able to set up a meeting where she came and some people from the state came, and we took a tour of the neighborhoods around the campus. And we just have a great need for sidewalks so that we can provide our students with a safe route to school and a safe route to their bus pickups. And there's a lot that goes into that. But there's a lot of good things happening with Envision Ellettsville. And I can't wait to see the community grow and improve. And it's exciting times, I think, in Ellettsville.
Well, if they keep growing, then your footprint will also have to keep growing as well, because it's the folks that will be attracted here will be attracted to the schools. And it's, well, once that snowball gets rolling down the mountain, that's going to be very, very exciting. And we know it's the last few days here of school. Thursday we'll complete it. How excited are your teachers, your staff, everybody behind the scenes? What a job they've done all year.
Well, I did see an email from a teacher the other day. It's exciting. I mean, everybody's excited to finish up a school year, but this particular teacher was saying it's a little bit bittersweet too, because all throughout the school year in the classrooms, the teachers and the students are developing a family atmosphere, and they grow close to one another. And at the end of the school year, everybody's excited to go into the summer break, but you're also saying goodbye to your family for a couple months, and the teachers will send their boys and girls on to the next grade level, and so it's like I said, it's bittersweet, time of celebration, but also time to have say goodbye to your the students who've been in your classroom, been part of your family for the entire school year, so. Yeah, hey, Mike, before I forget, I did want to give a little shout-out to Mick Hammett.
Oh, good.
Mick Hammett has been our athletic director at Edgewood High School, and he's been in the school system for 42 years, and Mick is retiring from the athletic director position. He will still be our a girls softball coach, but you know, if you ever have been to an Edgewood athletic event,
he's there.
You will see Mick there, and you will see Mick running around like he's 25 years old. I'll never forget, Mike. I was at a football game once, and Mick had to go get some supplies up at the soccer field, and there was a bike by the entrance into the football complex. And this is just a couple of years ago. And Mick got on that bike and rode his bike up to the soccer field to get his supplies and came back. He's like a young man, but we're going to miss him, but we're also looking forward to seeing him enjoy his retirement because he deserves it so much.
Riding like the little 500 up that hill. 42 years. Well, that's great to hear that he's retiring from the administration position, but he will still have a great influence as softball coach as well. That's exciting. And you know what? Tomorrow night's exciting as well. I just saw this. The Edgewood Junior High Steam Showcase. Hey, we're just going to mail in these last couple days of school. Heck no. You've got all kinds of things going on. Band concerts, an art show, projects, the shop's going to be open, the viewing party. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's a really exciting event because thanks to some really innovative teachers at the junior high and also our talented choir directors, band directors, we're really lucky to have the kind of teachers we have and to be able to pour into these students. And tomorrow night at the junior high will be a great showcase and once again, another time to celebrate the many activities and many projects that our students are involved in. So we're looking forward to it.
A very busy, busy last few days here. A wonderful graduation celebration the first Saturday in June. I'll let you get on your remarks, buddy. I know that's a busy day for you and your staff as well. Thank you so much for making time, and we'll get caught up in June and see how the quick summer, how quickly it goes by. We'll see how things are going on, buddy.
Thank you so much.